Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Beloved. Once again, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you. We thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. I'm so excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Walking in divine health and healing, because truly we have been studying this topic. And as I go through the scriptures and reread these scriptures, it just gives me more encouragement to know that God loves us, beloved. He really cares, and he does not want his body to be sick. Praise God. We're part of the body. We're part of the body of Christ, and as a result, there are many, many benefits to walking in health, walking in victory. Amen. Many benefits that God gives his children because he cares, praise the Lord. And once we recognize and realize that it's because of sin that a lot of people deal with a lot of things that they deal with due to being born in sin, shaped in iniquity, the scripture talks about. But Jesus came again to die for the world, and he did that. He died for you and for me, that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we may be restored back to God. And not only that, that we may walk in healing so that we can fulfill the things that God has destined for us to fulfill. Praise the Lord. And so as we go through these scriptures, it is my prayer that the word will be quickened in you and that it will jumpstart you to go further and dig further, amen, into the word of God to see exactly what God has said concerning your life, your walk with him. Praise God, so that you will be effective in the kingdom. He wants us to be effective. That means that particularly for those called to ministry, he wants you to be able to carry the anointing. Amen. And when the hand of the Lord comes on your life and he places a burden on you to do a specific task, you ought to be able to complete the task and complete it in fine fashion. And so everything that pertains to life and godliness, we should walk in it, praise God. Life, when you in the springtime, when new life comes to the ground after a season of rest in winter, you see new leaves, you see trees bloom, and everything looks so fresh, so pretty. Beloved, we're to live like that every day. We're to be fresh every day. The mercies of God are new every morning. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. So we spend time in the morning in the Word because it gives us new life. It renews us again. Praise the Lord. It gives you it gives you the opportunity, praise God, to gain new or fresh word, fresh manna, nourishment that enables you to go on to make it through the day. So this is why, you know, it's important for us, beloved, to get in the word of the Lord every day. We must hide the word in our heart, so that we don't sin against God. the word in us will come up in those times when we need the word, of course, but in those times when the enemy would come to tempt you, or you get in the area yourself, praise the Lord, where you're in the area of temptation. The enemy doesn't do everything to us, beloved. Believe it or not, we do things that we try to blame others on. But no, because you know your walk. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know if you slip off into an area or if your thought life goes somewhere where it should not go. You know that. And so that's when you have to make the correction to get it right with God. And so we're going back into the scriptures, the Word of God today. And we're going to share some more scriptures, which is medication, divine medication, or meditation. In other words, we need to meditate on the Word. We talked about that in a prior broadcast, the importance of meditating, thinking, contemplating on the Word of God. If we fill our spirit and mind with the Word more daily instead of junk, we will be healthy. Come on, somebody, emotionally, spiritually, your outlook will change. Your view of things will change when we keep the Word before us. Father, I thank you for your Word today. I thank you for all that you're doing, and I ask you to anoint this time as we go into the Word, anoint every listening ear to hear what you're saying. Bless in the Word today, Father God, and Lord, minister to that one that's sick, that's going through a trial because of pain, because of infirmity. We bind the spirit of infirmity and we lose healing now to go into every fiber of the being of those that are sick right now. And Lord, we thank you that your Word is health. It brings life to us. It brings renewed strength to us. And we can walk in victory, Jesus, because of you. And so we thank you for that. We give you praise now, honor and glory for all things, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's run over to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Very, very, very good scripture to start out with this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace." Don't you know that God is he's a God of peace? He wants us to remain in peace. Doesn't want us to be in turmoil. Amen. When we go throughout the day, no matter what goes on, we need to walk in the peace of God. That peace that will pass your understanding. In other words, you may not understand it, but you got peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't this something that we can be in the midst of something? Don't understand it, but there's a peace because you know God is with you and he will walk you through. So it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." "And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We talked about this scripture on our last broadcast, and a powerful scripture. Now, God wants us sanctified, holy. That means body, soul, and spirit. Okay? We know that the spirit part of us is where God resides. Okay? The soul is your emotions and your thinking patterns, your attitudes, all that area. And then the body is the shell. That's the outside. Okay? All of it needs to be sanctified. Okay? Now, it started with the spirit down inside. That's the part that really, that's the area that we need to be led from. Okay? Not from the body, not from the flesh. Flesh, no good thing dwells in it. Okay? So when you're dictated by your flesh, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. We're not dictated. We're not to be dictated. In other words, we're to walk in the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You'll recognize that flesh is on the outside. Okay? And if you're guided by what's on the outside, you're going to be misled. Okay? So he wants us to be, he said that he prays that our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved. So when God places his anointing on us, preserves us from the spirit. Amen. We ought to live from the spirit of God. All right? And then the soulish realm, our attitudes, our mind, our will, and emotions should conform to what the spirit wants, not what the body wants. Because the body is fickle. The flesh is fickle. You could be up today, down tomorrow. And we have been in a habit of making excuses to stay where we are. Oh, I know I need to do this. I know I don't need to do that. But you don't make any changes. Don't stop doing it. Once you recognize that you're doing something wrong, then you got to ask, okay, Lord, give me the tenacity, the will, the will to do what's right. Make the change. Come out. Come on, somebody. Okay? So he wants us to be preserved, blameless. Blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when I saw this scripture, it really, really blessed me because God wants us to be whole unto the coming of the Lord. Not until we get older and then the enemy things begin to try to happen in our body and we accept it because of our age. And sometimes people do that, well, you know, I'm 80. That doesn't mean anything. You can be 80 and whole. You can be 100 and whole. Okay? God wants us to walk in wholeness. If something begins to go on in the body that is negative, find out why. Don't accept it. Find out why. What's going on? Did I open a door? What is it? Okay? Is it an attack? What is it? What is going on that's causing this? Okay? We can be whole, every fiber of our being, unto the coming of the Lord. That means either he comes or you live out your days. But when you leave this earth, you do not have to leave sick. You don't have to. This is the word. Now, we're giving you the word today. It is my prayer, glory to God, that you will see what's in the word and begin to take it in. Pray that scripture. How do you pray that, Apostle D? Let me tell you. Let me give you just a short example. Father, I thank you for the God of peace that sanctifies me. I pray, God, that you will preserve my spirit, my soul, my body. I thank you that you're making me blameless. You're making me whole, that I'm going to walk in victory according to your word and health in the name of Jesus until God, you come. I thank you for that, Father. Thank you for the newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray the word. You can pray every one of these scriptures that we've gone through. Pray them. When we keep the word of God before us, if you know that you need this medication, pray it. There's a dear woman of God quite a few years ago, came down with cancer. The Lord healed her, long story short. But this is what she did. There were about 40 scriptures in the Bible that she grabbed, that she began to pray every day. To my knowledge, the last time I heard her testimony, which wasn't long ago, it was maybe a year, maybe, she still prays those scriptures every day. She's been healed over 20 plus years now. It's been a long time. She's still healed. She's still walking in wholeness. We're fickle sometimes because we start and stop. We say start and stop. No. This is her medication, the word. She reads them every day. She's got them into her spirit. Okay? Get the word down in you. Get it down there. How? Pray it. Keep it before you. You should never have a lack of things to pray for when you're in your personal time. This right here will keep you there a while, all right, because you're getting the word. We need the word in us, okay? Let's run over now to Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13 and 8. It simply says this, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that? He's the same. That means what he did for one when he was on earth and how he healed the people, how he delivered the people, how he set them free, everywhere he went. Everywhere. Jesus never took a break. Everywhere he went, he healed. He still wants to do that. Now, the presence of the Lord, when we go minister, the presence of the Lord is there to heal, to deliver, to set free. That's what Jesus came to do. He told us in John, I believe it's 14 and 12, that greater works will do, you know, because he goes to the Father. He wants us to. He said, the works that I do, you shall do. Why? Because I go to the Father. Okay? He wants us to walk in the greater works now. Praise the Lord. So people don't have to be sick. Amen. We have to grab a hold to the word of God. Believe God. Trust God. Okay? Amen. Take God at his word. Praise the Lord. James, let's go there. James 5, 14 through 16. You know, I love the word. I love the word. I love God's word. I love him. Praise the Lord. Do you love the Lord today? Just lift your hands right where you are and worship him. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord how much you love him, how much you appreciate him. We need to worship God. Worship him. Glory to God. You should always keep a worship and a praise in your heart to the Lord. James 5. 14 through 16 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord by the authority of God. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Okay? There are some times when some things happen to us as a result of sin, opening doors we should not open. Believe me, the enemy will come in if he gets the opportunity. We must keep him out. Keep him out of your emotions. Keep him out of your, you know, that area of attitude. Keep him out of there. When as soon as you find out that something's happening, you know it's the enemy, and you've allowed him to speak it, push him out. Get him out of there. Okay? Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Okay? All right? So when you confess your faults, and then you pray one for another, that you may be healed. Okay? Okay? Sometimes it's not all physical healing we need. Sometimes we need emotional healing. Okay? You need to be healed from things that's happened to you so that nothing physical can come in. Amen. To affect your body. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go over to 1 Peter 2 and 24. 1 Peter 2, 24. Okay, now we know that Jesus did not sin. Okay, he didn't know no sin. He took sin only because of us. The Bible says this, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Very powerful scripture. Jesus bore the sins in his body on the cross. Why? We were dead in sin. Okay? We're made alive to God when we come to him, when we give him our all. Okay? He comes into our lives. He saves us, delivers us, cleanses us from all sin. Okay? It says, by whose stripes ye were healed. Okay? You've already been healed because Jesus paid the price for it. This is one of the things that, as a believer, amen, when we really get the revelation of it, Jesus, you already paid the price. So now, Father, help me get in line. Okay? And when the Lord begins to deal with us to change our eating habits, and to eat right, you know, not to take in all the stuff, the preserved foods and all these things. That's a whole other lesson, praise the Lord. But there are a lot of things that will affect us and make us sick, okay? And when you recognize that for what it is, you'll make a change, okay? My life, thank the Lord, is changing because I don't eat the things that I used to eat, okay? I'm really careful, conscious of what I eat. And it's not to prove anything to anybody. It's just for me because I want to be healthy and recognizing the world that we live in now, the sin-cursed world we live in. Praise God, a lot of the things that's being given to us as food is not healthy. Okay, but we have allowed things to come in, didn't know that these things would damage. Okay, and so once you recognize that and that knowledge is given, then the opportunity presents itself for us to make a change. So I'm not going to continue to do something that's going to has the potential to wreck my health. The Lord's given us good health. And so because of that, we need to take not use it or take advantage of it, but guard it, okay? So, beloved, I'm saying that this word is life to us. And if we really take it and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us, we will walk in victory. We will walk in health, praise God, because Jesus came and set us free. Amen. 3 John, very familiar scripture. I know everyone knows this scripture. We're going to read it. Praise the Lord. 3 John 2. Okay. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now listen. Above all, okay, John is saying, I want you to prosper. Amen. That means that there should be no lack. Praise God. All right? And be in health. Now, listen, you can have prosperity in the natural, lots of money and all the things, that, you know, the whistles and bells and everything on that spectrum. But if your health is not where it needs to be, you're not going to enjoy the things that you have because you're going to be concerned about getting your health right, okay, being healthy. Now, being healthy includes not just the physical body, but it does include the spiritual body. You can be healthy. You can be healthy on the physical side, and not healthy on the spiritual side, and still be sick. Okay, so you want the healthy all the way around. You can, your emotions can be messed up. Or your thought processes, your mental capacity to be messed up and not healthy. See, God wants us whole. He wants us healthy all the way around. He wants us well-rounded so we're effective in the kingdom of God. So the Lord deals with all of these areas, all right? And then, this is not, I don't have time to really go into this, but Perry Stone wrote a book several years ago called The Meal That Heals. I encourage everyone to get that book and read it. You know, go to his website. If you don't have it, go to his website, perrystone.org, I think. BOE.org, I believe. Look him up. Google it. Amen. He's a great man of God, doing great things, preaching the gospel. Amen. Get the book, The Meal That Heals. Amen. And it talks about communion, the importance of communion, and what Jesus did for us concerning the communion. He died that we might be saved, yes, but he also atone for our sicknesses, okay, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, okay? He wants us whole. When we apply the word the way we should, we'll walk in health. The children of Israel received the manna, amen, in the wilderness for 40 years. The Bible says there were no feeble among them. Yes, a generation had to die out. That was because of sin. That was because they didn't believe God. It wasn't because they were sick. They didn't die with cancer. Listen to me, children. They did not die with sugar diabetes. They did not die with high blood pressure. They died because of sin. They just died. But there were no feeble among them all that time. God brought them out. He didn't bring them out on stretchers and canes. Glory to God. He brought them out whole. Praise the Lord. He had to heal them. They went through a lot of things in Egypt. But God healed him. Oh, my God, I love you today. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to do the same. For us, he brings us out of the world. He brings us out of Egypt. Bondage. Glory to God. My God, you're in the kingdom now. Amen. Every benefit that's in the kingdom belongs to you, beloved. Amen. Take the word of God. So get the book, The Meal That Heals by Perry Stone. Amen. We thank God for the word. We thank God that these scriptures are life to us. Amen. It's life. Amen. Jesus is life. He wants you to be whole. And that one that may be listening right now and you're facing a detrimental time, know that God is working for you. He loves you. Amen. Surrender completely to the will of God. Be willing to forgive. You've got to forgive. You've got to release. Things that have not changed, situations that did not change, that did not go the way you thought they should, don't be bitter against God. Trust that God is sovereign and he knows what's best. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you, God, for your people. I pray that, Holy Spirit, you would go in now and minister. Take this word. Take it down deep. Take it down in our hearts even more. Don't let the word slip, Father. We're thanking you for what you're doing. We ask, Father, that you would continue to have your way. Meet the needs of your people. That one right now that's listening, that's sick in body, I pray healing. I pray that you go down into every fiber of their being. We bind every disease and sickness right now. We take authority over God because we know that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. And so we proclaim healing, we proclaim deliverance, we proclaim liberty in the name of the Lord. Father, we love you today. Help us, God, to keep these words, the scriptures that you allowed us to share, Father God, before you. Help us to pray your word. Help us to walk in your word. Help us to live in your word. Hallelujah. We love you and we appreciate you now. Bring healing in every life, spirit, soul, and body. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for health. We thank you for wholeness in the mind. Renew us in the mind, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, it's been an honor to have shared the word today. We ask that you would join us on our next broadcast. We will be on, amen, for our intercessory prayer Saturday morning at 7 a.m. That's Mountain Standard Time. So depending on where you are, it may be, Pacific Time would be 6 a.m. and East Coast Time would be 9 a.m. Central Time would be 8 a.m. Praise God. So we pray that you will join us on our next broadcast. It will be in prayer. Amen. Interceding on behalf of the needs of the people, nation, as the Lord directs us to pray. Nothing goes without prayer. We must pray. Amen. If we're going to stay with God, we must pray. Amen. If we're going to last this journey, we must fast. So we are seeking the face of God. Amen. Evermore. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will richly bless you, keep you in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.